guy works sports in this community for decades. He's taking you to the ball game all the time, usually the baseball game down the street at Slugger Field. That's one Greg Galliette. Welcome back, brother.
Happy holidays. It's been a long time since we've chatted.
It is. Let's get to a couple basketball topics before we get to some baseball stuff.
Sure.
Kentucky's got this game against Kansas tonight. Now, it's not the greatest Kansas team of all time, but it's a good one. And, of course, Kentucky coming off this loss to Richmond, surely this has awakened these new guys that Calipari's got to, like, hey, we don't just walk in and we just crush fools.
Well, I tell you what, I really like this Kentucky's team athleticism and particularly carry their length. They got a lot of long guys who, as the season progresses, I think they're just going to get more and more experience and get more and more comfortable with Cal's system. And Richmond was a very tough team, a lot of experience there. That's a tough challenge, your second game as a collegian to play a team like that. But I don't think the Wildcat fans should panic too much.
Well, it's a late night one tonight. And then, of course, there's always heat between Louisville and Western. I don't know why, but there's just heat. I mean, I know Petrino coached football there for a while, and so did Jeff Brohm. But there's just – I don't know why it gets a little – I don't know. Coach Stansberry seems to get along with people okay. So I hope it all works out tonight, and we have a cordial get-together in the Yum Center.
Well, I tell you what, this is probably one of Western's better teams they've had in quite a while. Very athletic. Bassey in the middle is really a force that I know the NBA scouts are in love with. It's going to be a tall task for the Cardinals, especially as shorthanded as they are right now with all the guys that are injured. And, you know, it's questionable whether Williamson's going to be able to play tonight. So you're going to be asking, you know, Withers and Tran Tainer and also Davis to really step up again inside and, you know, play better and play stronger than more traditional freshmen, sophomores would be expected to. So they got a lot on their hands tonight, but it should be a heck of a game.
It's a heck of a day. I mean, all kinds of interesting games.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana already crushed earlier today by Texas.
And typical COVID, Terry, I'm noticing the Maui Classic is being played here in the United States. So
yeah.
It's just another example of a crazy year.
Right. That's over in Asheville, North Carolina. I actually got to go to the Maui Classic once. It was tough to go to the games because the view there is so unbelievable on that island.
Yeah, it's hard to get yourself to come into an indoor gym and watch basketball, but I guess it's a little easier in Asheville, North Carolina right now.
We're talking to Greg Galliette of the Louisville Bats Baseball. You have a little project put together, gathering gently used youth baseball and softball equipment?
Yeah, we do. We've gone around over the years and done clinics around town, and we always notice, especially in the less the impoverished areas of town, that these kids, unfortunately, don't have the right equipment. They aren't as fortunate to have the proper tools to really improve their game. So we're reaching out and asking folks if they would. And a lot of folks like you and me, we've gone through this, where you've got the equipment, whether it's youth baseball or youth softball, where your kids have outgrown their equipment and they're ready for the next step up, the bigger stuff. So bring us, if you would, this Saturday, this Sunday, from 10 to 2, both days, at Slugger Field, your equipment that your children have outgrown, whether it's youth baseball or youth softball. And when you do, we're going to give you a 20% off coupon from our friends over at Dick's, and also a 20% coupon from the Louisville Bats, whether you want to use it in the Bats team store that day and come on in and do some shopping, or you can use it online. And I do want to say thank you to our partners, which are Humana, the Louisville Sports Commission, and our friends over at Dick's for helping us with this project, because it's really an area of the city that we're really trying to give back to.
Absolutely, and you're right. Having the properly sized equipment is everything. As you move along, you grow as a kid, and if you're, you know, your glove's too small or whatever, you lose interest in games because you don't have the right tools in hand. And so
right,
this is
and
really helpful.
We want youth baseball and youth softball to be a stepping stone for a lot of these young people to learn teamwork, sportsmanship, things like that. And we want to give them the right tools to play with. So it's a very important drive that we're putting forth with right now. And once again, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 2. If you'd like more information about everything we've got going on with the drive, just go to our website at Bats Baseball. It's right there on the front page.
It's fantastic. You get a 20% discount from Dick's Sporting Goods to purchase.
You can actually come in if you want, socially distant, and you can see the renovations that are going on in the ballpark.
I saw.
Taking place.
Yeah, Ian sent me some photos. This looks really cool out there in the left field area.
It's everywhere. We've really got a major renovation of the entire ballpark going on. I guess if there's been anything good that's come out of COVID, it's the fact that with no baseball being played this past season, the construction that started on our stadium last February just went on every day, uninterrupted. So We didn't think we'd be done with the entire project until probably the beginning of the 2022 season, but at the current pace it's going, we'll probably be finished somewhere during the middle of the summer with the entire project. We've already finished phase one, and you got to see some of those photos, and we're getting ready to start phase two.
All right, what is in phase one that's already done that people are going to be able to walk in?
Well, we put new netting in. Safety is so important for all our fans throughout both major and minor league baseball. So we've extended the netting in the ballpark almost down the entire line on both sides. Three new LED boards. We've installed a new kids' playground down the right field line, but we've also given it a bigger footprint. So we've actually moved the kids' playground in right field further out into the parking lot to give it more foot space. And we put new play equipment in, and we're also installing adult mature trees over there to give it more of a park-like feel. And you probably noticed on those photos I sent you, Terry, we've taken out the first four sections of seats down that right field line, and we're getting ready to install a brand new berm over in right field so the folks that have kids playing in the playground, they can sit right there and watch their kids play. And we've also taken the bleachers out. They're gone now. And we're expanding our catering area over there for groups. And then, of course, the two things that really stuck out were the brand new bars that we're building, both in right center field and left field. And both bars will have sun canopies over them to protect folks from that hot summer heat sometimes that hits those parts of the ballpark. So now we're getting ready to start on the second deck of the stadium and actually work on the suite areas. So we'll be reducing our suites from 32 down to 20, but making each suite bigger. And we've even, Terry, gone in and we've added two new rows of seats right behind the plate where I know you like to sit.
Yep.
So we've actually, what used to be row A is now row C. So we put two new rows of seats in with theater-style seating. And those folks will actually be sitting closer to our catcher than the pitcher will be to the catcher.
That is fantastic. I do love the view down there. I love hearing the chatter. You know, I like listening to all that.
Yeah. But what's interesting is we just renewed our lease with the city for another 20 years for Slugger Field. And we thought in doing so, it'd be important to really freshen up the ballpark and make it as new as we possibly could, like all the new ballparks that have been built around the country over the last 10 to 12 years. And we feel like we're doing that with these renovations. So we're going to be really excited to show them off in the springtime when we get back to playing baseball.
Really happy for you guys, and thanks for putting together the drive for sporting equipment for kids. That's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2, you said, at Slugger Field?
10 to 2 both days, and it's very simple. If folks just want to stay in their car, they can just pull up. We'll take the equipment out of their car, and they we'll give them the coupons, and they can just drive on and never have to leave the comfort of their car with all the COVID situations going on. But if they do want to come in, they can come in and shop. We'll be socially distanced in our team store. We've got some big savings, some big sales going on in there for Bats merchandise, which make great Christmas gifts.
All right, brother. Thanks. BatsBaseball.com is the website. Appreciate you, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Stay well.
Coming back in a few here on News Radio 840 WHAS.